Psalm chapter 33 verse 20 says, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." Waiting is difficult, especially when the world moves fast and pressure mounts upon you. But Psalm 33 calls us to a sacred kind of waiting, not a passive waiting, but trusting. Our soul waits for the Lord. Well, why is that? Well, because He alone is our help and our shield. So to wait for the Lord means we stop striving to control outcomes. It means we resist the urge to fix everything in our own strength. It's the restful confidence that God knows what He's doing, even when we may not know what He's doing. It's not apathy, but it's anticipation. We wait because He's worth waiting for. In the meantime, He is both help and shield. He helps us by sustaining us through weakness. He shields us by protecting us from unseen dangers. God doesn't abandon those who wait for Him. He surrounds them. He comes alongside with strength, and He goes before with protection. And this kind of waiting reorients the soul. It teaches dependence, and it fosters humility, and it produces endurance, and it magnifies the one we wait for. Here's some ways that you can turn this into a prayer. Lord, teach me to wait on You with faith instead of fear or frustration. Be my help when I am weak and my shield when I am under attack. And let my life reflect trust in Your perfect timing and faithful presence. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Oscar Guyton and his family are national changemakers in Nicaragua. And also the Makua LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Mozambique. And remember, as we wait on the Lord, He sustains us with His help, and He shields us with His care.